Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another edition of What We Are Reading, part five, in fact. And one of the books I'm reading at the moment is this one, The Power of One by Tim Roberts, and a very thought-provoking book on Christian unity. One of the reasons I'm reading it is because I'm doing some preaching and teaching on John 17 soon on the theme of Christian unity, and I wanted to get some other perspectives, and I'd like yours too. Let me bring you one thought from Tim's book here, where he talks about some of the things that Christian unity is. And one of those aspects is diversity. I'll read you a quote he gives us from Chief Rabbi Jonathan Sacks' book, The Dignity of Difference. He writes, "Normally, we thank God for what we have, not what we lack. For our gifts, not our deficiencies. The explanation is that if each of us lacked nothing, we would never need anyone else. We would be solitaries, complete in ourselves. The very fact that we are different means what I lack, someone else has, and what someone else lacks, I have." Wise words. And so it reminds me of 1 Corinthians 12, where Paul writes that the eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you," the head cannot say to the feet, "I don't need you." On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And on he goes there. We really need each other. And partly what this makes me think of is the fact that we should thank God for what we lack. I mean, we thank God for what we have, but let's thank God for what we lack, because if we can recognize what we lack, we will then value other people greatly. And that will be a Christ-like thing to do. Let's be grateful we don't have all the gifts ourselves. We'd become isolated, lonely, self-righteous, proud. But do you and I thank God for what we lack and therefore be grateful for those who have different gifts to us? That would help our unity, wouldn't it, if we can really thank God for what we lack? But also, another question for us is, what do our churches, our church groups lack? Are we conscious of what we lack? Are we aware of it? And are we looking into it? Because it seems to me that we should be thinking about why we lack certain kinds of people in our churches, if we indeed do so. For example, is your church all introverts and you've got very few, if any, extroverts? Or contrary, do you have almost all extroverts and very few introverts? Do you have people with a lot of education, mostly, or are people of very little education, mostly? Where do we lack? And I'm thinking about this in particular because we're about to start a new ministry in West Watford. And in this area, we need to be thinking about who lives around here. And in our church, our group of 20 at the moment, who do we lack? What kinds of people do we lack? What can we be like? How can we value people in such a way that they'll feel welcomed, needed, respected, even if they're very different from those of us already in the group? So this is my question to you. What do you think you lack, your church lacks? What can we do about it? What advice would you give me as we start this work in West Watford to try and draw in people different from ourselves? How are you thinking about the issue of diversity in your Christian life and in your church? Let me know what you think. If you could email me, that'd be great. You can find me on mccx@mac.com, and you can leave a message anywhere you see or hear this recording. So, diversity and what we lack, let's value it. Let me know what you think. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.